Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Nun Aleph, and today we're going to discuss a sugya that comes up here on Nun Aleph and the Beis relating to the Amatraxin and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in general. So the Mishnah tells us, this is, again, the whole Maseches Yuma is exciting, but now we're really getting into the, getting closer and closer to the special avoda that's done in the Kodesh Kedoshim. So that's what happens here. The Mishnah tells us the Kohen Gadol is walking into the Kodesh Kedoshim in order to do the special avoda with the Ketoreh. He walks in the Heichal going from east to west until he gets to the two curtains. That's Mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. There's an Amma in between the two curtains. Amar Reb Yosi, Lo Haisa Shem Al Parochas Achas Bavad. Reb Yosi says, no, there was only one curtain. Shneimar Revdila Ha Parochas Lochem. One parochas, one curtain. Bein Hakodesh Uvein Kodesh Hakadoshim. So that's what the pasuk says. One curtain. So they ask the Gemara that Reb Yosi quotes a pasuk. Isn't that a pretty big raya? Pretty good raya. Shaper Karmelu Reb Yosi LeRabbanon. How did the Rabbanon answer back that there were two? For Rabbanon Amri Lecha Hanimili BeMishkan. But in the Mishkan, there was one. That's a pasuk in the quoting from Shmos. So in the Mishkan, there was one curtain. Avo b'mikdash sheni, kivan delohavi amatraxin. In the second base of Mikdash, there wasn't the amatraxin. The amatraxin was the tall wall that was separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. Ube Mikdash Rishonu Dahave. The first Beis HaMikdash had the wall, and that took the place of the curtain. There was one curtain in the Mishkan. Pashtus, there was no curtain in Bayis Rishon. There was just the Amatraxin, the wall, in between the Kodesh and the Kadashim. And in the second Beis HaMikdash, there were curtains. But as we'll see in Rashi, there were two curtains, because the Beis HaMikdash was much taller in Bayis Sheni, and you couldn't build a thin wall so tall. So instead, they had two curtains for the space. So Vistavku, Lurabanan, Bikdushasei, and the Rabbanan were misupik about the Kedush of that space, where the wall was during Bayis Rishon, and they didn't know what to do. Where to put the curtain? And therefore, they made two curtains. And therefore, they made two parochas. Rashi explains here, Rashi on the Gemara, the Amatraxin. We'll get to the name, that phrase, in a couple of minutes, in Tosfos. Kach nekreis kosal mechitza, the Amatraxin, was the wall. Amma, it was an Amma thick. Traxin, we'll get to. Shehifzik b'mikdash b'rishon, av mikdash sheni, shahaya gavoa. It was much taller. Amma lo asuha. They didn't make it like that wall. Afisha lo haya ovya ela amma. They couldn't make any thicker. And you can't have such a tall wall that was so thin. Veni yuchol alamod begova mem amma. You couldn't have one that was 40 amos high. Right? It was double the height of the first base of Migdash. Ula hosif. And then Rashi adds. Again, we had a alumnus on the daf shir about this a couple of months ago. Ula hosif al ovya efshar. And to add to its thickness, in order for it to be more stable, so you can have a taller wall that you can't do. Because if you don't have a nevuah for it, you can't change anything in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Everything is mitzuvah. Tachsiv, as the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, Hakol Bichsav, Miyad Hashem, Alai Hiskel. Right? That was the discussion we had months ago about how they build the areas for the women by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, by the Mirpasot. Okay, but this is the sugya of Amatraxin. Ask the Mefarshim, Rishonim and Achronim. So why they have to, they didn't have a wall, so they had to build a curtain. So why'd they have to have two curtains? Have one curtain and put it on the edge. You don't know which edge to put it on, so choose one or the other. So says the Ritva, either way it wasn't going to work. Either way, it wasn't going to work. So where are you going to put it? Let's say they weren't sure about the Kedusha of that Amma area. So you have two choices. You have to either put the Paroches further out, and that Suffolk area is in the Kodesh Kedoshim, or put it further in, and that Suffolk area is in the Heichal. So, says the Ritva, either way you run into a problem. Either way, that's why you just have to cordon it off with two curtains. Pirish, the Kivan Shekain, since they were Mesupik, says the Ritva, Ima, you know, Simasabaroches, Klape Pnim, if you have put it further in, Vinosan Amas, Revach Lehechal, and you put the extra Am in the Hechal, so what's going to happen? Kohanim, whenever they go into the Hechal to do whatever they need to do to light the menorah, they might step into that spot. And that's Kodesh Kadashim spot. You can't go in there. Because it'll be empty. Dilma kilafnimu v'nichnas l'fnai v'lafnim b'shashin nichnas l'heichal v'ka'avar mishaval yava b'chal eis l'kodesh. They'll violate the pasuk in Achremos. You can't go into the Kodesh Kodashim whenever you want. Maybe Aaron HaKohen could when he did the Avoda. But not everybody else can. So you can't have the curtain further in. Because then that area is dangerous. A kohen might go in there when he's not supposed to. So what about the other way? What if you put it further out? So you make the Kodesh Kodashim a drop bigger. You make the Kodesh Kodashim an Abba bigger. That's also no good. Why? Because maybe that spot has Heichal Kedusha. Dilma Heichal Hu. Ukeshe Yatza Lahazaos Min Habein Habadim. Habodal Aparochas Kein Dadi Ha'isha. When the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kodashim does the sprinklings, maybe he'll stand in that spot. And if he stands in that spot, it's Kilu, he's not in the Kodesh Kodashim. And he's not allowed to do that either. Kisavar la'azos l'fayv l'fnim bar yu hu mazim ha'hechal. He's really going to be mazim ha'hechal, and he's not being mazim in the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's a problem. That's a problem. And then he just adds, umi delo kashal an ela mishum de misafka b'kedusha say, since the only problem is because we're not sure if it's Kedusha, sham inon mina she'en lochish im mosifin al avir ha'hechal o al avir Kodesh HaKadashim. Sounds like that the conceptually the airspace wouldn't be a problem. The problem is that, you know, the way I formulated it, says the Ritva, you might do something wrong, but per se, having the airspace connected to the different areas wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that's the Ritva. Ask the Gvuras Ari, ask the Shagas Aryeh, I understand half of the Ritva, but not the other half of the Ritva. Fine, putting it further in. So in the Heichal, you might walk into the Kodesh Kodashim by mistake. I understand that. That's an easy mistake. But where did the Kohen Gadol stand when he did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? When he was standing on the edge next to the door, he went all the way in where the Aron was. What's the chashash that he might stand in the extra Amma to the east of on the east side of the Kodesh Kodashim? He's going to walk to the Aron, and right in front of the Aron, he's going to do what he has to do. And in the second base of Megdash, he'll do in the space where the Aron used to be. So ask the Shagas Aryeh. Ask the Gvuras Ari here. I don't understand what exactly was the chashash. Just put up one curtain, make it further out, so the airspace is in the Kodesh Kodashim, and no problem. I don't understand what the issue is. He's a Vakashali. Vechimiyad Vekinisaso Hayamaktir. Ha Hataras Kataras Vazos Penim Hayabamakam Echad Samach La'aron. Bebesa bebayis rishon bebayis sheni eleven ashesia haymaniach amachta v'hi yisab b'makam sharon omin alav. Right, and he says, and if you don't exactly remember, so ask the zakenim that was still alive from the first base of Mikdash. Right, as the psukim say. So what was the chashash? So there must be a different reason why the shagasari, the Gvuras Ari says that they didn't build just one and not two. They didn't put it on the outside. V'li nira, says the Gvuras Ari. Tahainu time adol sagi barochas achar letzad chutz mishum hazaos shala paroches shal chatos hapnimiim diyom hakipurim. No, the issue was the sprinklings of the blood of the chatos hapnimios and the parkoin paraldom shal sibur and the parkoin mashiach, the sprinklings that was supposed to be towards the paroches in the heichal. So that's supposed to be sprinklings that go all the way up to the Kodesh Kodashim and go up to the curtain that's next to the Kodesh Kodashim. And if you put it an Amma further out, then when you sprinkle from the Heichal on those Parochos, Machlokas will have later on whether it was on the Parochas or in front of the Parochas, so that's going to be further away from the Kodesh Kodashim than it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be up until the border of the Kodesh Kodashim, and you're not going to have that. You might have an extra Amma here. To kapit krala parochas dafka b'samuch v'lo sagi b'shar ha'echal, and it's not enough. Kulo ala bina dafka eitzal makom ha'mechitza amavdo ben kodesh ha'kadashim k'deshi yuazo samuch l'kodesh ha'kadashim masha efshar, the closest you could do it. And if you do it here, it wouldn't be enough. So then he says v'chitema akati, what do you need two for? Mikom makom e efshar l'hazos dam alala parochas shalatzad ha'echal ha'mizrach ein breira. And Brera, so even now, you put up two, so where's your sprinkling? It's to the outer one. So anyway, you're not close to the Kodesh Kodashim. So what difference does it make? And then, Kan Chaser, we're missing the next few lines of the Gvuras Ari, so we don't know how he answers that question. But then, at the end, he has, V'odani Omer, maybe I have another suggestion. The Kushimi Ikar Lesa, I don't think the whole Kasha is a Kasha. Why one and not two? Derachmana Amar v'hivdila parochas lachem bein hakodesh v'bein kodesh hakadashim. Derach mechitza v'havdala bein zeh lazeh. You need the din of the Torah is that you need a havdala between the two kedushos. And if you put it somewhere where it's not supposed to be, where it's including the kedusha of the airspace on the one side, meaning against what the Ritva ended off, you might that havdala has it between the two kedushos. And if you put it an ama extra to one side, that's not separating between the kedushos. You have the Kedusha of the Heichal on both sides, or the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodashim on both sides. And therefore, that's the problem. Because it's not functioning as the mechitza that it's supposed to be. And that's why you have to cordon it off. You have to cordon off the space because you don't know which one it is. So that is all just discussion one of the Amma, of the Amma Trox. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira describes what this Gemara says, then he adds in one line that the Achronim wonder, do you take it literally or not? The Rambam here in Perek Dalet describes the structure. Eben Haisa Bekodesh HaKadoshim B'ma'aravo V'aleha Yaharon Munach. There was the stone, and then you have the Aron on the stone. V'ala Ulufanav Sinsenes Hamon Amata Aron. Right? What else was in the Kodesh Kadoshim? You have the bottle of man. You have the staff of Aaron. Ubeisha bana Shlomo es Abayis v'yada shezuba lecharev bana makom lignos b'ha Aaron lamata. The three days we had in the Yerushalmi where the Aaron is today. 3 days. Do they take it back to Babel? Is it under the dir ha'etzim, right, the wood, or is it under the Kodesh Kodashim? The Rambam paskins like number three, right? It's under the Kodesh Kodashim. Shlomo Melech built a secret underground passageway. So there, the Rambam continues to describe the structure. Bibayis rishon. Good. During Bayis Rishon, there was a wall, the Amatraxin, which we'll have to, again, as Hashem, get to the main discussion that I wanted to have about the name of the Amatraxin. Of Yo'ama, Amathik. V'kivin shebanu bayisheni, nistapik lohem, im ovi akosel haya mimidas hakodesh, o mimidas kodesh hakodashim. As our Gemara says, they weren't sure in bayisheni what to do. What kedusha it had? Lefichach asu kodesh hakadoshim esrim amah tmimos vaasu hakodesh arbaim amah tmimos. The kodesh hakadoshim was 20 amas long. The heichal was 40 amas long, and in between there was one ama. Vehinichu ama yaseira bein hakodesh vein kodesh hakadoshim v'lo banu kosel b'vayesheni ela asu shtei parochos. Echad mitzad kodesh hakadoshim echad mitzad hakodesh ubenei an ama, as we just described, one ama in between kineged ovi hakosel. Ava b'mikdash rishon. Then the Rambam adds, this is the unusual line. Lo haisa sham ala parochas achas bilvad. There was only one parochas in the first Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'yavdila parochas lachem. And he quotes the pasuk that Rabbi Yossi quoted. What's going on here? The Rambam just said there was no parochas. The pasuk of the Gemara is that there was no parochas in Bayis Rishon. Right? There was just the wall. That functioned as the parochas. What is the Rambam talking about? So says the Kesef Mishnah. When the Rambam here says Bayis Rishon, he means the Mishkan. That's what he means. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Nira says of Yosef Cairo, "De la Mishkan kari mikdash rishon, de ilu babayis rishon lo haya parochas ela kosel." Right. That's the Kesef Mishnah. It can't be. The Rama means mikdash rishon, but everything we've said so far means that it is not true. Most mefarshim argue on this. That's not when the Rama wants to say Mishkan, he'll say Mishkan. Bayis rishon means mikdash. He says mikdash rishon. Mikdash rishon. It does. I'm just looking at it now. In the earlier, maybe this is a smach. He doesn't say this. In the earlier, first line of the halacha that we just read, the Rambam says, Bibayis Rishon. And later on he says, Mikdash Rishon. So maybe that's a smach to the Kesef Mishnah. I just thought of that now, but that's the Rambam. But many other Achronim quote other Rambams that he does think there was a parochas in the first one. Maybe it was the Amatraxin had a doorway, and that's what the Rambam is talking about. Either way, that's a discussion. The question is, if there was only one curtain, so where was it? Was it on the outside or on the inside? And then you'll know where to put the second base of Migdash. So the Tzlach, the Rebbe Yehuda says, no, the first one had one curtain, but it was an Amma thick. It was a very thick curtain. And that's why you couldn't tell if it was on the outside or on the inside. Or the Sasema says, it was just there, let's see a spa'alma. You didn't really need it. It was just the smaller opening in the Amma Troxin. Okay. That was all part one. Now let's get to part two. What does the word Troxin come from? Amma Troxin. The Amma, the wall was an Amma thick. Troxin, so Tosfos here, and Tosfos and Baba Basra have 2 days. What exactly the word Troxin comes from? So first Rashi. Rashi quotes Troxin. I'm not sure if Rashi quotes it here, but again, Tosfos here quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi. Pnim v'chutz. Troxin means Pnim and Chutz, meaning you're not sure, inside or outside. So it was an area that the place was Mesupik. The place was Mesupik, right? Suffik about its Kedusha status. And that is what the Aruch says. If you look on the bottom, it says, Ayin Tosba Basra, Dibra Maskel Troxin, Uba Aruch Kasav de Balashin Yavan, Hu Troxin Pnim Bechutz, Klomar, Mesafka Lui Kilifnim Ikilachutz. Okay, that's one. Troxin somehow captures the idea that this place is Mesupik, whether it's like Kodesh or Kodesh Kadashim. But then Tosus quotes, the Yesh Mefarshim, Troxin Milashon Shruki Gali. Trak is to guard, to protect. Like true kigali, we have in brachas chafches she sagur haya lifnim emenu haluchos she nitnu besinai. Trak sin, sin is like Sinai. Trak sin, guard the luchos that were given at Sinai. Right, that's what the amatraxin does. It guards the luchos, or as I say. So either it means trak sin somehow, you know, inside outside mesupik, but that's in contrast to the other daya of trak sin. It guards the luchos that are inside. So this might just be a linguistic machlok. Has nothing fundamental about it, but maybe there's something important behind these two days of Tosfos. Maybe it could be reflecting, again, just a suggestion, maybe it could be reflecting something mahuti about the Mesa Mikdash in general. There is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban about defining the Mesa Mikdash. Now, what's the essence of the Mesa Mikdash? Or let's start with the Mishkan. The Mishkan and the Mikdash. What is the essence? The Ramban writes in a number of places that the Mesa Mikdash and the Mishkan is a hemshich of Har Sinai. That's the essence of what it's supposed to be. The Ramban has a hakdama to Parshas Truma. Not too common for the Ramban to have Agdama to a Parsha. The Ramban there says, he's defending the fact that Parsha Truma comes after Parsha Mishpatim. Remember, the Ramban is always of the belief, I'd rather not say Ein Muktam Mukhar Batorah unless I have to, unless the dates are given, like in Bamidbar, Perak Aleph, Perak Tes. But the Ramban says, no, I think Truma could go right after Mishpatim. It doesn't have to go after Kisisa. Right? Why? So says the Ramban, V'hinehein Kedoshim Ru'uyim She'yebem Mikdash La'ashur Shechina So'beneyem. The Mikdash, the Ashraz Ashchina, V'chein Tziva Tchila, Aldavar Mishkan. Right after Har Sinai, we're commanded to build the Mishkan. Right after Mishpatim, Perach of Dalet. Right after Maimon Har Sinai, so we have the Mishkan. Sheyilo Bayis Besocha Mekudesh L'shmo, so we have a house sanctified to God. V'sham Yidaber Moshe, V'yitzaves Bnei Yisrael. V'hine Iker HaChefetz Hu B'Mishkan, Makom Menuchas Ashchina, Shehu Aaron. We know the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan and the Mikdash is the Aron, that's the centerpiece. And then he says, "V'sod haMishkan sheyehei hakavod asher shachan al Har Sinai shochin al benistar." The Ramban says the Mishkan is supposed to be a continuation of the Maimon Har Sinai experience. Hashem rested His presence on Har Sinai; that was only in a temporary place. But then we build the Mishkan, and then we're going to supposed to continue that. Vayeb Mishkan tamidim Yisrael hakavod shenir lem bar Sinai ubevom Moshe haya elav adibur asher nidre lo bar Sinai. Three times he says it. K'mosh nemar matan Torah. That's the Ramban. Right, the Mishkan and the Mikdash is supposed to be a continuation of the Har Sinai experience. And then the Rabbi Shevel on the bottom quotes a Zohar in Pekudei that also backs up this Ramban. But if you look in the Rambam Menuchas Beis HaBchira, it doesn't say anything about the Mishkan. What's the Beis HaMikdash about? The Beis HaMikdash is a place for us to get together to bring karbanos and to celebrate on Yontif. Says the Ramban. Says the Rambam. Beis HaBchira Al-Hav. Mitzvah Zaseh Lazos Bayis Lashem. Muchan Lihios Makrivim Boak Karbanos. It's a place that's ra'ui, that's muchan, for us to bring karbanos and to celebrate. Shenemar va'asuli mikdash. V'kfar nisparish b'moshe b'torah mishkan sh'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yelafi shah shenemar ki lavasa marata. That's the Rambam. It's a place for us to do avoda, for us to come together to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you think about this, maybe these 2 days are related to our 2 days in Tosfos. Right? Is it about Har Sinai? Or is it about separately Avoda? Maybe that's the second day of Tosfos. Traksin is to protect the Sinai experience, the Luchos that are at Har Sinai. Maybe that day is like the Ramban. Right? It's about a Hemshech of Har Sinai. But maybe the other day, at the contrast, has nothing to do with Har Sinai. Right? This is about the Beis HaMikdash. This is something separate. And we don't know what the Kedusha is, so it's a separate day. This Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, which might be the Machlokas between the 2 days in Tosfos, might also reflect a general theme. This is a topic of a separate shiur, but we'll just mention one or two sources between the Rambam and the Ramban in general about Kedusha. About Kedusha. Let's just take another machlokas. Lashon HaKodesh. Why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? Why is ancient biblical Hebrew, not Ivrit, but some of Ivrit, but why is ancient biblical Hebrew called Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language? So, machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban. If you look in the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban quotes this in the beginning of Kisisa on the Pasuk of, by the Shkalim, Shekel HaKodesh. So that's where the Ramban quotes the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, where the Rambam says, because there are no inappropriate words in Lashon HaKodesh. What makes it holy is that we don't use any inappropriate words. Right? There are many euphemisms in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Me Raglayim. There's no word for urine in Hebrew. It says water of the legs. Mei raglayim. There's no word for a husband and wife being together. It's bia, entrance. Right? There's no word for the Eber HaZachar or the Eber HaNekeva. There's no separate word for it. Right? Because it's refined language, and there are no words. That's the Rambam. That's what makes it Kodesh. The Ramban says there, no, you know what makes it Kodesh? Because Hashem talks to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. You know what makes it Kodesh? Because Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. Remember the Rashi in Perek Beis in Brachos. I'm going to call her Isha, Ki Me'ush Lukachazos. And Rashi there says, Mikan Shenivra Ha'olam B'Lashon HaKodesh. Machlokes, why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? So what's that Machlokes about? Lishitaso, according to the Ramban says, what makes something Kodesh from above? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it Kodesh. And we latch onto that Kedusha. Right? What made the Beis HaMikdash Kodesh? Har Sinai, Hashem resting His presence. What makes the language Kodesh? Hashem speaks to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. And Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam? No, the Kedusha flows from us. What makes the Beis HaMikdash? Because we bring Karbanos there. Because we come Shalosh Regalim there. Because we speak in a specific language. The Rambam is about our bringing the Kedusha. While the Ramban, no, it's from above. This relates to when did we have the shiur? The last time, two times ago, we spoke about Niskanu Adoros. Right? Then remember there, the Rambam never quotes that idea of Niskanu Adoros. Right? Because he believes that, you know, every generation is standing on the previous ones and it could accomplish a lot. Maybe that's connected to this idea of the Rambam that we imbue it with Kedusha. And this applies to many areas of the Rambam and the Ramban experience. The Rambam says Nevuah is a natural experience. When somebody perfects themselves to a certain extent, then naturally Nevuah could come. It could come from below. And the Ramban and others say no. The Rana writes in the Drushas, Nevuah is a Matana. It doesn't matter how perfect a person becomes. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam about Smicha. We mentioned this a couple of days ago. The Rambam says that if we want to reinstitute the Smicha, if all the Rabbanim get together and agree, but that's all, you know, from below, you know, injecting and creating the concept. So again, this is, it could be a general discussion of Kedusha related to the Rambam and the Ramban, but either way, at least, about the Amitraxin, the 2 days in Tosfos, and the discussion of how many curtains there were in the Beis HaMikdash. We didn't spend enough time, but again, many Akronim discussed that Rambam that says there was one curtain in Bayis Sheni, and re-understanding it, not like the Kesef Mishnah does, that it really means Mishkan. Okay, we'll stop here.